This is Strangest Family Around, a Lilo and Stitch fanfic written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R and takes place post Lilo and Stitch first movie and contains the pairing Cobra, Nani, David. Summary. Nani doesn't quite know how they got here, but she's not complaining. Written for the Disney Kink Meme. It's probably the strangest family around, but it works somehow, Nani thinks. Somehow. There's the children. Infuriating, exasperating, adorable little hellions that Lilo and Stitch are. There's the crazy aunt and uncle, though she's not sure she wants to know whether Jumba or Pleakley is the aunt. And then there's her and David and Cobra. And God only knows how that started. She isn't sure she remembers. Because aliens or no aliens, she really does want to believe that the world makes sense. And the three of them, together, just makes no sense at all. None. Zip. Nada. Nil. But it works somehow. And she's always a little astonished at how well it works. How kind her partners are to her and to Lilo, and even to that dratted Stitch. David's sweet and silly and dependable, and always tries to cheer her up with jokes or tricks or kisses when she's stressed. But Cobra? Well, she would never have suspected him of having a domestic bone in his intimidating body, but he makes the island's best cookies. And dumplings, and, to her utter bafflement, really, really good Moki. Actually, he's simply an all-around good cook, and Nani's just as glad to leave the kitchen chores to him, though the sight of him in a frilly pink apron with flour all over his hands never quite fails to make her stare. The frilly pink apron is Pleakley's fault. But best cookies on the island or no, sometimes she wishes, just a little, and very quietly, because she is not going to complain about a man being too nice and domestic. Sometimes she wishes that he would be a little more forceful in bed. She's never quite forgotten the utterly terrifying thrill of the first time she saw him, the first time he loomed over her. Mind you, as soon as he started talking, she wanted to kick him, that first meeting. But there was still that thrill. And there's a tiny, guilty part of her that kind of wants him to loom over her again. To stop being so very accommodating and pin her down and do dirty, dirty things to her. Possibly while David watches. Maybe someday she'll tell him. But not right now. Not while she's curled up with Cobra on one side of her and David on the other, each with an arm slung over her waist, each sleeping the sleep of the very sated. Not now, not while she's lying quietly and staring at the ceiling and trying to slow her breathing down and fall asleep, which is harder than it sounds, especially when two very attractive men have just finished working her over and giving her three very satisfying orgasms. It all works somehow. And if it works, Nani thinks contentedly, don't fix it. The end. Reader's notes. I can't say that I shipped David Nani Cobra while I watched the movie Lilo and Stitch, but having read this fic and the idea being planted in my brain, I can't stop thinking about it. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.